कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. You know, you understand you're slipping into middle age when you do some things which are a little different. And although I try to rant here, I also have to confess. So this confession is, it's for my wife. The other day, she's gone off to Bhutan for a race. And the other day, I found some of her old underwear and I don't know how to put this delicately. I put it on. I wore the underwear and it was a perfect fit. In fact, I'm wearing it right now. And I don't feel like a deviant or like I've done something sexually disgusting or untoward. I actually feel complete. I feel like a complete man wearing a woman's underwear. And I think maybe to understand each other's gender and to perhaps respect each other more, we should start wearing each other's clothes. This is my suggestion on Cyrus Says. I hope my wife doesn't ever come anywhere near this podcast. Blue satin, by the way. We'll be right back after the break. All right, she's here. Sheena, welcome to our show. The show is called Cyrus Says because I have an ego problem and I like to put my name in everything. I'm a bit like, what's his name in Delhi? Oh, okay, whatever. So, yeah, you'll see a lot of branding there too, no? Too much branding. I also suspect people when they're the face of whatever they're doing. You know, India represented by... It's too much after some time. Sheena,
yes.
you don't want to answer my questions.
No. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about what company I would start, which would work with just my face on it. My theater company wouldn't. Anyway, we have a hard time getting audiences if I put my face on it.
Why don't people watch the theater anymore?
You know what, Cyrus? You tell me.
My problem is parking, but I'm a South Bombay phenomenon. And, you know, it's a real headache because... And I hate the way they check the cars. You know, wherever I go to anything, they have to check the cars. Like, everybody's carrying weapons and arsenal.
And it's like they're going to know.
It's a leftist movement, for God's sake. Who's going to blow you up? We never know.
Yeah. But also, the thing about checking cars is, I always wonder, the guy comes and he puts the mirror under the car, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you looking for?
Leak up for cars.
What are you looking for? As if it's going to be like those cartoon dynamite with the alarm clock.
They do a lot of flourish, like actors. Yeah. Like, right underneath and it's... Don't get me started. I call it the Mubolikam. MBK.
MBK.
Okay, Sheena, we have to quickly talk about all the different things in your life.
Oh, okay.
I have a research team of one guy called Silvery who was beaten and bruised by teachers in Panchgani. So he's got a very corrupt sense of everything. But he's given us a little bit of information. So we're going to start with this. Theatre director. Play the relevant music with every word. Theatre director, writer and performer. Co-founder at Patchworks Ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Plays like Gentleman's Club. Stories in a song.
No, that's not my show at all.
That's not your show at all.
That is not
so
my show at all.
He's giving me wrong information.
He's giving you wrong.
We
that's Sunil Shanbhag's play.
You've given Sunil Shanbhag's plays.
I have not even acted in that play.
She doesn't even like him.
He's much older. I do like him.
She likes him, for the record.
Very good friend of mine.
But he's much older. Sunil Shanbhag. He's an iconic name. You wouldn't know because you're a Panchgani boy. Huh?
You're going to have a hard time editing this.
You cannot edit this. You have to leave it the way it is. We have to expose the lies of the research team.
Should I just save you the trouble and tell you my show?
Throw this out of the window. Let's start.
The show. So, yes, I do run a theatre company. It's called the Patchworks Ensemble.
So the only thing right is Patchworks Ensemble.
Yes, that is correct.
After which, fill in the blanks.
I co-founded this with another performer, director, actor. Her name is Pooja Saroop.
Okay.
And we have three shows that...
Why isn't she here?
You know, she is...
You don't like her to be the face of the brand?
No, actually, I don't know if I can say she's doing a very exciting project. She's doing a very exciting project that she's shooting for.
Can I guess? Is she building the metro? Sorry.
That she's shooting project. For and it's for...
Oh, you, as an actress, you mean?
Yes, as an actress.
It's a Hindi film?
It's...
Big one? Netflix? Say a little bit. One of the OTT series
OTT
and it's
things,
a big role,
yes.
Is it?
And it's a very good role and I'm very excited for her, but I can't say any more.
But why?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What is wrong with Netflix and all, man?
I don't know.
What are government secrets? It's some piece of fiction generally.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or some bad bio, you know.
But I also think it's to do with like...
money?
No, like the whole like juju. Like, don't talk too much about it.
Oh, bad luck, Panvati
like
thing.
Maybe.
Only Sheena will come and say juju, which is the reference I haven't heard in many years since I left the east coast of Africa many thousands of years ago with my theatre troupe called We Don't Eat This Food Tonight. But that's gone and dead now. So let's talk about you.
Yes.
You and Pooja started an ensemble. But yes, let's rewind a little bit. What were you doing? Give us the background. Give us everything since, as you know, my research team is useless. Oh.
So I am one of those really boring people. Born, brought up, lived my
this
entire
is what we
life
want to
in
hear.
Bombay.
We only want boring people on this show. Please go on.
Entire life in Bombay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm glad you call it Bombay. Because here no one can tell us what to call it. Yeah. But go on, go on.
Yes.
At the moment, they don't listen to the show. So we're okay.
Lucky us.
Yeah. No, not lucky us. We need them for numbers.
Do we?
Yeah, if they...
Is that really the kind of numbers that you want?
If they file a case, we'll get a sponsor.
Huh,
that's
maybe,
what I've been told.
Maybe,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
But who would sponsor you?
Somebody from outside India.
From outside India, yeah.
The Chinese are in trouble at the moment, but we have other countries.
I don't mean that, like, who would sponsor you? I mean, yeah, like, who
no,
if
it's
you
too
get...
Late.
No, no. Who if, like, if you get a case on you, who's going to sponsor you? No, you know what I mean?
This guy, it's a very funny country at the moment.
There are very few people with the courage to do those things.
It's one thing we don't have here. We barely have painting. Unfinished studio, as you can see. Let's rewind again.
Let's rewind.
So, you were born
in... Brought up in Bombay. Spent my entire life here. I went to a school called Bombay Scottish School, Mahi.
Oh, you're a Richie Rich.
Yeah.
One sec.
Don't give relevant music.
It's a Richie Rich from Bombay Scottish. It's not a struggler.
Yeah, I'm one of the... No, God, no.
God, no.
God, no.
I thought it would be a nice story about a girl from who comes all the way from Jharkhand with a pillow.
No,
and then,
man,
you know, works really hard to
I
get a point across.
I grew up in Bandra. Oh, my parents
God, it's
are
a Bandra,
super,
Bombay Scottish.
Like, supportive. Yeah.
She owns really... two bungalows. And now, when more relatives fall off the wagon, or
yeah,
so
there's an aunt who has a massive house by the sea, and I'm waiting for her to just pop it.
Wow,
yeah,
that sounds like a sort of play.
That's actually
aunt,
not true at all. I don't have an aunt.
Sea?
I don't have an aunt by the sea, and I don't want any of my aunts to pop it. I love them all.
Stop it. No, don't want juju here. Juju is all under control. Huh. Worry about the guju, not the juju. My boss is guju. We're fine.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah. Okay. So,
yes. So I went to a Bombay Scottish school.
Awkward moment later, yes.
My school was a... you know, I don't have
Did
much
you know
to
Abhishek
say...
Bachchan?
No.
He wasn't in school with you.
No, he was not.
John Abraham?
No, but he used to come for Founders Day and play football.
Sorry.
Sorry,
Mom. Can I have a tissue? That was really silly. I mean, what kind of founder? I mean, he's never Founders Day. Why is he playing football? It just sounds
I don't
wrong.
Know. That's what he used to do. And apparently, he used to be around. See, I was never anywhere near the football field, but there would
and
be
you
like.
You didn't
these...
have a crush on John Abraham?
I did not have a crush on John Abraham. No, I did not. I'm sure he's lovely and very crush worthy, but I did not. My school was really like boring, and I don't have much to say about it. I made some nice friends, and that was about it. But you know how people have those, oh my God, school is the greatest years of your life.
I don't have that at all.
I don't have that at all.
Yeah. Why do they have that? It's like almost like they cling to some past thing.
I don't know.
You know, some ladies who dress like they were still in school, wearing these really odd skirts and tight shirts when they're in their 50s. And all. I don't know if you notice that. It's like people have regressed, or they stay in one time zone.
Yeah, and you know the thing is, when we were in school, I think there was this assumption that, oh my God, our school is so cool and all that. And then I got to college, and then I met all of these kids who had come from places all over the country.
A much more real sort of experience.
And I realized that actually they did not teach us much at all.
Yeah. And also two same, at least in Bombay schools, Mumbai schools, a lot of same old, now the same type of people.
Same type of people.
So you don't
people.
Get to see anything
exactly.
beyond that.
Yeah.
I feel really sad for people who then marry and intermarry and live there. Like we have
Good
our
God.
Bombay Gym, Cathedral School, cliques and all that
Good
in
God.
South Bombay. Well, Bombay Scottish is the same thing with Bandra. And after some time, it's like, you know, it's like you're breeding the same sort of doggies from the same basket.
Seriously,
and that's about it.
Seriously. And, you know, even the way of learning, the way of teaching, when I think back on it, school was kind of... Not really.
Did they beat you?
Oh my God, yes.
Lovely. So
oh
something,
my God.
Something good came out of it.
Yeah. Like punishment was fadak. I'm enacting being
this
the
is,
ruler
this, this
on
are
the...
These theatre sounds. Because in theatre, you can't really have action sequences.
Yeah.
So and you know... Fadak sounds like very upmarket to me. I must tell you. It goes with that. John Abraham playing football on Founders Day.
I once got hit.
Chief guest, come here. You're supposed to make speech. One second. Sorry.
Was that supposed to be John Abraham?
Yeah. I tried to do his... I really like him, by the way. We get along really well. I'm almost like more than friends, I would say.
I'm trying to think if there were any other famous people.
There are lots.
Oh,
so many actors and all from
who,
there.
Who else?
I can't remember names. Come on. But Bombay Scottish now, once you cross the divide, all the famous people were in Bombay Scottish for our generation. Now, of course, there are more schools.
Yeah. But there was also a lot of bankers. So I know that those guys used to come and talk to us. One funny story happened. Shah Rukh Khan did come once for a Christmas concert. He was like chief guest of a Christmas concert. Okay. And on stage, the principal at that time announced something like his and Shah Rukh, who's going to enroll his kids in our school and all of that nonsense. Huh. Shah Rukh had no such plans.
Right.
And it was really awkward because the principal had put him on the spot because he just assumed that Shah Rukh would, because being Bombay Scottish School, the greatest school in the world, that he'd send his kids there. But no such thing happened.
Dear Bombay Scottish principal, still alive?
Oops. I don't know.
Ouch. Okay, let's leave it there.
He was not a very good man, so it's okay.
My God, so much anger.
And not anger, yaar. I'm saying truth, honesty, honesty.
All right, fair enough. So your book will reveal all. We can't get into every little detail. No. But okay, Bombay Scottish background and theatre. But that was college.
Theatre was college.
So in school, were you one of those geeky girls who didn't want to meet people and all
I
that?
I didn't want to meet anybody. I was not part. I was part of
introverted?
The debate. A little bit. I was part of the debates team.
Okay.
But
so that's not too introverted. You're doing debates.
But then finals happened. Red House versus Blue House. I was Red House. Finals happened. I was all prepped. I was all ready. And I go on stage and I completely blank.
But they give you the topic on the spot, don't they?
No, we had prepared it and
ones.
Everything.
Okay, all right. So then prepared ones also you blanked?
Matlab just gone from
memory.
And
they don't let you keep a note with you?
So you can, but the thing is that that's minus marks.
Oh, but since it's push comes to shove.
I pulled out my notes, my hands were shaking, and then I tried to make my argument, then in rebuttal, because I was just thinking about all of that. So that was my first experience of really bombing on stage. And then I thought, no, there's no way I want to do this. And then later on in college, I discovered theatre again. And I was like, yeah.
But one second, so what happened to you lost the debate?
Horribly.
And what are the kids, your classmates, Red House, Blue House, what do they say?
My teammates were pissed.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they were pissed.
What happened? You just blanked out, that's it.
I just looked at everybody out there and thought, this is ridiculous.
I'm asking you this very nicely. Was John Abraham playing football outside at the same time? Because that can have an effect.
You know, maybe he was.
I think so.
Maybe he was. Let's blame this all
on
John.
It's all John's fault or the principal demanding that all children should study in the school if you're famous.
Yeah.
Right?
One of the two. That's
okay,
why
so
I
now let's cut. You go to college. Which college was it?
I did my junior college in Jai Hind.
11th
and 12th, yes.
Okay. So she had to meet people like me then. And that changed your life.
That changed my life. Jai Hind was amazing because I met lots of people, had a lot of fun, and there was no attendance cut.
And a mixed bag of people. They're all types.
Yeah. So Jai Hind was great. It was 2 years where we pretty much did nothing.
And then you went somewhere else?
And then I went to Xavier's.
Xavier? Oh, yes. Yeah, same alma mater. Okay, very good.
St. Xavier's College. And then I decided, actually, no, I must, you know, get serious.
What were you studying in Xavier's?
English literature, political science, and history.
Oh, not meaning history. Okay, great. Good. And then you started doing plays in college.
I used to do a little bit with Ithaca. Ithaca?
Yeah, Ithaca.
That's what it was called.
Right.
I used to do a little bit there. And then
It's Eunice?
Eunice wasn't there when I was there.
Already gone. Okay.
She was already
gone. No more, so we have to stop it there.
Yeah.
Because every reference of mine is either now gone forever or, you know, nobody can remember. So.
But she was awesome. Yeah. I love her work.
Hated me.
Yeah, really?
And like most of the boys, I don't know how I stood out, maybe emasculated self that I was then, but another story. I used to just try to argue with her just to kill time.
Yeah.
And you know, her pet peeves were always the same, very anti-capitalist, anti-America, anti, you know, how they killed all the Native Americans, etc. You just use the word Red Indian and she'd jump at you. So I knew how to do that. I'm very good at being a prick.
Pushing buttons,
yeah. Okay. I should be in politics. Just, can, you know, rouse up the rabble for no reason.
Rabble-rousing.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, so give us the is it descent or ascent? I'm not quite sure. Into the theatre.
So basically, I needed a job. And
postgrad?
In college. Okay. In college. My parents, when I was in junior college, used to give me pocket money. And then when I was in senior college, they said, bus ho gaya. Now, get a job. Because anyway, we used to get done by around 2, 3 in the afternoon.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So my first job that I got was this. I used to work for this really dodgy online publication where basically they used to, it was called Desi Mad. It was
it
a website.
Sounds a little pornographic.
Yeah. So they used to get
Desi
us.
Mad.
Mad. M-A-D.
Pagal.
So they used to get us stacks of the Mumbai Mirror, Midday, those kinds of newspapers. We had to flip through it and find all the Bollywood gossip and then write that on the website, but add a few things.
And all you had was John Abraham plays football when he comes as chief guest.
Yeah.
I mean, you had only that.
I had
up.
That golden nugget.
Yeah.
So I used to flip through the newspapers and do that. And then at one point I was like, they used to pay me 1,500 rupees a month.
Which wasn't bad?
Which was okay. But then I was like, nahi ho sakta.
And this is before GST and all that. So you kept most of the money.
Yeah.
You never shared with other people.
And so then I heard that there was a theater company that was looking for someone to do admin. Mm-hmm. And they were paying 5,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you mean admin?
Admin kaam.
The accounts and all.
Like, make phone calls.
Oh, okay. So everything basically.
Yeah.
All the dry stuff outside the creative stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And 5,000 bucks a month. I was like, that's amazing. And the company used to be based out of South Bombay. This was Jehan Manekshaw's when he started, Theatre Professionals.
And he's the legendary Sam Manekshaw's grandson, if
indeed
I remember correctly.
Indeed, he is.
Not of the same warrior stock, is he?
No comment.
I saw him push a guy once. It wasn't that powerful.
No
I felt
comment.
I had more Sam Manekshaw in me than him, but I didn't want to.
No comment.
Just kidding. So?
So I got that job and I started. So every day after college, I used to go and work at Hanging Gardens.
That's where I live.
What?
Oh God, you've probably seen me wearing my... Okay, I still live with
no
my parents.
Comment.
I still get pocket money from my dad. It's all the same. Yeah. Where in Hanging? Oh, in his house.
Right. It's in an amazing, amazing area.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so beautiful. It's like a whole different part of Bombay.
The lovely Parsi building sold at 7 lakhs a flat when it came out in the 90s.
7 lakhs a flat.
Ridiculously
There's
low.
There's a rumor
ridiculously
that
low.
I have to... I want to clarify.
Please ask.
There's a
but
rumor
the second
that...
sale could have been anything. And if the rate was like 2 crores or 3 crores at that time in the real estate rate of the area, just look at what you're sitting on.
The Parsis were making a killing.
Or not. Depends. Okay. The whole idea is that when you do a community building and all is that you reduce rates for members of the community who cannot afford it.
Got it.
But in India, that doesn't always happen. I would leave it at that.
Rumor has it that sometimes people who used to live around that area would find like toes and fingers and all.
So that's where the Dungarwadi is there, yes. Right? And when the vultures pick up the whatever. So they basically take the eyes first and the index fingers and toes. That's what they break. They have a way of... It's a very scientific process. If you're a vulture, you'll understand. They also have a...
Are you serious right
I'm
now?
I'm serious. They have a caste hierarchy. There's like big papa vulture who eats first, then mama vulture.
Yeah.
And then, that guy at the back who's like, working
in
McDonald's vulture. He gets the last thing and all. So they've got that whole deal going. So they have been stories, mm-hmm. It's very rare, but of Grand Paradi, the building nearby on the 25th floor. One of those vultures who has Parkinson's himself or whatever, boom, 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 dropped
something
with his beak. It's not impossible. But I say, what the hell, embrace nature. I don't see why it's such a big problem.
Honestly. And there are no more vultures.
I am going to donate all my body parts to all my neighbors. I'm going to send each one. Yes, Mr. Sharma, brocha ka liver aa gaya. Leave it in the fridge. Just like that. So I've got it all worked out.
Okay.
What you're saying, there are people who say they've seen it. I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But our building is low-hanging fruit, literally.
Okay.
But the ones on, the Grand Paradi was 30 floors and all that, they have a chance.
They have
Well, how would you deal with that if suddenly somebody's, nipple falls out or something.
Oof. If I were to just wake up in the morning and find one on my...
A finger on your own hand, sipping coffee.
Oof. I don't know how I would deal with that.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would deal with that. I would probably have to put it in compost, right?
I think if you want to preserve it. But also, from what I gather, the vultures can't afford the real estate of Malabar Hill, so they've all disappeared.
And now it's left to the crows.
But the crows
job.
Can't break all the things. You see, the way God is designed, if it's God, I'm not even sure. This is the alpha carrion eater. And he needs to eat first, he or she. And then the others can come into play because he can break the bones, he can break everything, he can dissolve everything. Except one chemical that we created to kill cattle or make their deaths less painful or help them when they're in pain. And dichlorofluoride or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That apparently went inside the vultures
who then eat the...
Yeah, and they, because they have the best digestive system in the world. No flatulence with vultures.
Oh, amazing.
You can hang with a vulture all day.
Amazing.
The only thing they do is when they get angry, they vomit. That's their go-to thing.
Oh, me too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you say me too? Who's the guy? Tell me his name. It's so very interesting. We'll talk about vultures anytime you want to.
Yeah.
I've done a documentary
on
them.
They were my favorite characters from The Jungle Book.
Oh, because they have the Beatlesque voices,
mm-hmm,
no?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Like the Beatles?
Yeah.
Okay. The Beatles test? Are you ready?
There's
a place where I can go. See, you're not a big Beatles fan. I'm a medium fan. And I'm
fan.
A bully. I love to do this.
Yeah, I'm a
why.
Medium fan.
Okay, let's get back to your life. We'll take a quick break, then we'll come back. You've talked too much.
Me?
We'll come back, we'll talk less. We will discuss the entire theatre process, but you told me nothing is beyond admin getting 5,000 rupees. That takes us nowhere.
It's still the same. That's what I do in my company. I do admin and I get 5,000.
You own the company, but you get only 5 grand. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Lots more with Sheena.
Thank you.
We're back after a long break with Sheena. And yeah, this is the theatre. By the way, now I've noticed the trend where you don't have intervals in plays.
Yes.
Lots of times, like stand-up, for example, we do a couple of shows and all, and it lasts about 70, 75 minutes. Just go one through.
Yeah, why not? Why? What? Life's too short. We don't need intervals.
I pee every 20 minutes myself.
Okay.
So I really find that awful.
Okay.
Yeah, like any flight beyond Bombay, Goa, I have to pee twice, thrice. It's like that.
Yeah, but what if the play is really engaging and you're hooked?
I agree with that. Especially a play where the plot, you know, why break the plot? You know,
exactly.
Because the plot has momentum to it and all. Yeah. Maybe if it's like a murder thing or whatever. So I totally agree with that. But I suppose in the old days, there were 4 hours and 5 hour plays and you just had to let the people go for a minute.
Yeah.
The actors needed a break sometimes. Let's get back to Sheena. So Sheena's life is changing now. She's an admin in Mr. Manekshaw's group.
Yes.
But it's more about the money. You're still not. It's not about the bug.
Yeah. So I used to help put the workshops together. Jayan used to hold a lot of training workshops, and doing that job, I also got to participate in some of those workshops, and that really became quite exciting for me. So I used to attend workshops from theatre practitioners from all over the country, and it was really fun, and I think that kind of just started.
But you were not
off.
Acting on stage at all at this point?
No.
In Xavier's College, in Ithaca?
I did a little bit in Xavier's.
But you were on stage?
Yeah,
also.
On stage. Was I on stage? I was on stage, yes, of course I was.
Okay.
Virtuous Burglar was the play that we did.
Virtuous Burglar is my favorite. Just take me through it again.
It was fun. So yeah, that was the play.
So doing
that
the workshops sort of brought out your
yeah.
Inner...
I realized that this is, you know, this world is cool. I'm having fun.
And for people who don't know, workshops are always fun, right? Because you're experimenting, doing
workshops
different things.
Workshops are the best.
You get to scream, shout, beat people up. You know,
and
you
make
know,
a total
speak
ass
openly,
of yourself.
There's a freedom.
Yeah,
of there's. Consciousness.
I love workshops. So and from there, kind of just started happening. I started. Doing more training. I started working with the directors. So I never was big into the whole acting and being on stage. What interested me more was creating and being a director. So I would be assistant director, associate director. I would put up...
You wanted to control the puppets.
That's one way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I always think that there's always a philosophy behind everything we do. No? So there's the person who likes to be in charge of the whole thing sort of thing. There's a person who just wants the light on him and just wants to act with no responsibility. Everybody's got different things. There's someone who's too shy and wants to be backstage, part of the process, but never wants to be in the limelight.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like that. So you're the creative...
So yeah, I realized that I enjoyed doing that a lot
master.
More. Yeah. And then I went to London.
And when did
years.
You become Sunil Shanbhag? When did that happen?
When did I become Sunil Shanbhag?
As per the research that I've been handed.
Oh, like that. As per your printout.
That happens much later.
Much later. Okay. Much later. All right. Yeah. I am actually Sunil.
I'm so happy to know you. And makeup and the theatre, how it changes. And gender should be fluid as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I actually do really love Sunil's work. So someday I do hope I can be like.
You know Sunil when he goes to Delhi is called Sunil Shaheenbagh? No 5,000 rupees for me on that one. Interrupting. Going back. So you're now interested in being
yeah,
so
then I went to London and I studied in
wait,
this
go
school.
Slow. You went to London?
Yeah, I went to London.
Daddy is giving her pocket money.
I got a scholarship.
It.
I what? Got a
who gives
scholarship.
A theater scholarship?
I got it was called the London International School of Performing Arts.
I want to check this.
I got
somebody check this because as far as I know in the arts it's very tough to get theater scholarships and things like that.
Well, I got it.
A fully paid scholarship.
Not fully paid.
What?
55%.
They paid for Saturday. What?
55% of fees.
55%.
They
paid. That's pretty good.
And it was not one of those master's programs.
How long?
So it was 2 years.
Wow,
but
that's
each,
huge.
No, but each year was 6 months. I mean, so it was Jan to July, then it was
so it's
break.
A seasonal thing.
Yeah.
You do a season, then you come back for the next season.
Correct.
Fair enough.
Jan to July.
So that now is, you jump to another level?
So I decided to go to London.
Where? Where in London?
So it's a really small school way east in a place called Bromley by Bow. And I lived...
Bromley by Bow.
And I lived even more east in East Ham.
That's okay. I live in East Acton. There's a jail there. It's like really poor people. You have no idea.
I used to have a lot of dosa places near my house, which was amazing.
It's amazing how dosa can propagate itself anywhere
Savannah
in the world.
Savannah Bhavan. That guy killed somebody, you know? The owner? Yeah. He
Are you
was,
serious?
Yeah, I think he murdered somebody or something like that.
Because but of a bad dosa?
I don't know how many dosas were involved in the actual motive for him killing somebody, but they were great restaurants.
I hope it wasn't because of a simple question like pass the samba and, you know, These little things can really irritate people. I've seen people fight over, like, I told you three times, pass the sambar. Next thing you know,
Istan was a really interesting place. Because
I like
there was,
the way she ignored that.
Because there were a lot... No, I'm tying it up to what you were
okay,
saying.
Go on,
it was really interesting because there were a lot of, like, there were the Indian immigrants and there were a lot of the Polish immigrants and the hardcore East Londoners. So fights
with
used
the
to...
strange
erupt,
accents.
Yeah, so fights used to erupt so easily. Matlab, you'd be walking home from the tube, coming back from school or whatever, and suddenly three, four men would just like roll out of a pub and everybody would be punching each other.
Oh, sweet.
And stuff like
I miss
that.
Those days, yeah.
It was interesting. Yeah. It was, and first I used to be like, oh my God, what's going on? And should we call somebody?
Then
you
kick one of them from behind.
And then it was just like, oh, hi, okay, this is going on.
Yeah. Just racist practices. Love
this
it.
This is just
good for,
going on.
Good for the global economy. So two seasons there. Mm. What did you, very quickly, what would you do there? Could you take us through it? Everything again?
In this school. Okay, so the school is also like a pretty bizarre school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like your traditional theater school, and it is a school for people who want to make work.
Right.
So you don't work with ready scripts. You don't work with like.
Oh, excellent! It's all organic and.
So it's like device theater, and we do a lot of mask work.
I wish I had gone there.
Yeah, it's kind of like loosely called physical theater.
And you meet different people from different parts of the world
all
as well?
All over the world. And
super.
That was the best part about the course, is that the...
United Nations of Theatre.
Really. I lived in a house with somebody from Chile, with somebody from Argentina, somebody from Brazil, and this guy from Yorkshire.
Oh, that was a disappointment. So three South Americans and this guy from Yorkshire.
He was lovely. Daniel Myers. Huh. Lovely.
Any of them famous now?
About the Argentinian, I think maybe she's got a certain amount of Lucia. I think so.
You think?
I think.
Didn't they kill her?
Who killed her?
Oh no, that's don't cry for me, Argentina. Sorry, that's a whole different context. Let's get back.
Yes.
So two seasons there. So by now you're very serious about this because you've got
I'm
a scholarship
very
you're doing
about
this.
It. I'm very serious.
And you have
about
some
it.
Ideas of what to do in India, or you wanted to stay back in England? What was the next step?
I didn't have an option to stay back in England because of visa and all of that.
And Brexit was coming.
And plus, it was just too expensive. It was too expensive. Prohibitive to try and...
Bhelpuri was £7 the last time I went
there. Oh my God.
Bhelpuri was so awful, Bhelpuri, by the way.
And not
£7.
Traveling by train. It was like you would have to cut off your arm to be able to pay for that. Cut off your arm, that doesn't make any sense. But you know what I mean. Like
but,
it was
but,
be
no, it does make
expensive.
Sense. There's a certain time in your life where you'd be like, listen, I don't have money. I'll give you my arm. Now let me go by train.
Yeah. I really have to go somewhere.
Correct, yeah.
So here, you're
I have the same
have
problem with
arm.
Toilets. Yeah. But I'd have to give my arm. Because if my leg going to the toilet becomes difficult. Yeah.
Not that it would get much easier with one arm.
I was thinking, who'd buy the leg? I'd be like, oh, I prefer the leg. What kind of idiot is that? The guy from Yorkshire guy. I want the leg. But I think, other than all this, is it right to say that, you know, there's a growth that happens as a person because you're away from family? I don't want to say that you were spoon-fed, but, you know, you're the Bandra experience, you're the Bombay Scottish experience. It
totally.
Wasn't a struggle. And then you go there, and then in a way it's a struggle because from just connecting with people to finding a toothbrush to, you know, where you stay to socializing to finding a little self-esteem for yourself. And, you know, a space
it,
for yourself.
It was definitely something that was quite new for me. The thing that I really, really started appreciating was not wasting food. Because food was so expensive. So even if there was some bhaji in the fridge that was going kind of off, it would be like, come on, cook
Who
it.
Who goes to England and orders bhaji?
Like spinach, spinach. There'd be spinach and it's like...
What do we do with ketchup? See, they have ketchup with everything. So I'm thinking, I always thought that, you know, I could just eat the ketchup for lunch. Because there's so much ketchup.
There's so much
French
ketchup.
Fries and ketchup, they never ran out of that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you could feed villages. Just give us the ketchup in the... I mean, not the healthiest option, but still, it's going free.
I mean, I learned
see how you appreciate
to...
all this? Because back home in Bandra, you never even thought about what's left on the plate.
Yeah, an AGM it go.
Then?
And then you just
so
be
the
like,
spoiled
yeah.
brat Sheena became struggling, starving Sheena.
And she lost weight. Hang on, let's not say
she was 305 pounds. You were 305 pounds in Xavier's and you went there and you're now, what, 90 pounds? Just look at the difference.
Yeah.
And you know what the pound is against the rupee? Stop it. Back to...
It is a lot,
it
no?
Is.
It is
some
a
hundred.
Lot, lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Boris Johnson's brought it down a bit, but let's see how, what happens going further. So you couldn't stay there for
I could,
reasons
I
beyond
I didn't want
control.
To. I also didn't want to.
But any professional production or anything like that happened? Any West End movement?
God, no, not
no?
at all.
But you never
not
know auditions and things like that? Telly?
No.
As they say in England, telly?
No, none of that happened
What about
happened
love? You didn't fall in love with someone?
I did. The boy from Yorkshire, actually.
Oh, my God. Bloody hell, love.
Yeah.
What was his name again?
Daniel Myers.
Daniel Myers.
Yeah. Me and him was seeing each other for quite some time, actually.
Yeah, till he found out. No, I'm kidding.
Found out what?
No, just
leave. I didn't. Yes.
But you didn't. That wasn't strong enough to hold you back in London.
Like I said, I couldn't because of the visa.
Right.
So we did long distance for a while.
Did he try to come to India?
He did. I mean, to come here to live.
To visit.
He used to come here to visit. And we always had plans of, either I'd move there or he'd move here. But then I guess at some point we realized that's not really going to happen.
It lived its life.
It lived its life.
And it's ended.
Yes. It was lovely. I'm still in touch with him. He's a good friend of mine.
Is he in the theater business?
He is actually tech. He does tech, lights and sound. And
wow. So it would be a good relationship
like
because he'll do that part. And I think you should get on Tinder and, you know, see what... Yeah. Is he married? Is he married?
I don't... No, he's not married. He's not married. But he is seeing somebody, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Not sure.
I think it's too much information for me. I don't know what to do with it now.
But I should get onto Tinder and put that on my profile?
No. Just strike that from the record. Everything I say, strike it. Let's go back to you. Now you finish with the London experience. You have to come back.
I come back.
But now you're loaded with, I presume, ideas. You're a little aggressive.
Yes.
You want to do things now.
I'm very excited.
That energy.
Itching to do something.
So then,
and then I meet the second love of my life, Pooja Saroop, who I started the company with.
Right.
And she had also done a similar training in Italy. She had done a three-year course in Italy. It was not in Italy.
Italy, by the way, is where the coronavirus is raging, apparently, as far as
this was course. A long time ago. You're
so
fine. You can still
there.
Hang out with Pooja.
So I would go to Italy even now. I'm sick of this coronavirus. I think we're overreacting.
You're sick of the coronavirus.
I mean, you know, life has to carry on. I can't bear to see people walking around me with masks and talking normally. Hey, man, what's up? Yeah, I'm going to catch a tube. Forget it, man. You just look like bad Avengers, you know.
But like the amount of things that are being cancelled, the amount of live events.
Everyone's cancelling. The comedy festival went out of the window. We lost two events this month already in Bombay.
I had a couple of gigs as well that have all been cancelled.
Who's going to pay for that? Call the government now. Where are they?
Who's going to pay for
that? I'm okay with the coronavirus. I want to go, but they won't let us.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy.
But let's get back to your life. This is also crazy.
Yeah.
So you come back armed with a lot more.
Yes, I meet Pooja and we decide, chalo, let's do something together. And that's when we decided to set up the company. And we started working on our first ever show called Ila. Which we premiered.
So Ila is the woman's name, Ila, or Ila as in Illa? What's Ila?
Ila is the name.
Okay.
Ila is based on a myth about a king who goes into a forest and then he gets cursed.
Right.
And so now his gender is in accordance to the moon. So when it's full moon,
which changes.
Ila is all man.
I'm that guy.
And when it's new moon, Ila is all woman.
That's me.
Yeah, resonates. Strikes
absolutely
a chord.
Right.
Yeah.
Superb.
Yeah.
And that's why I wear my wife's underwear. I've been trying to explain that to people. They think I'm weird. I'm not weird. It's just the way the moon is playing with my life.
Yeah.
Somebody
Luna
should say
faces.
Something. Yeah.
Well, we understand. We have a show.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We get you. We get it.
There you go.
And that was the first show that we did. And we premiered it at the NCPA Center Stage Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how it started. That's how the theater company started.
Okay, now quickly, we don't have too much time left. Can you quickly take us through a few productions of yours and not Sunil Shanbhag's, which was given to us by mistake. But every actor's name spelled wrong. Meher Mystery, for example, you called Mayor Mystery. And there was another lady you called Simultani. There cannot be a surname called Simultani.
Mansi Multani.
Multani.
Oh my God, she's such a good friend
How
of
can
mine.
You say Simultani?
Love her.
Something Simultani. The names are separated.
Yeah.
This is what I've got.
Mansi Simultani.
Silvery, these will be very famous names and, you know, they'll never forgive us.
Yeah. I can't wait to tell her about
Simultani.
This.
Simultani. It's true. And Mayor Mystery.
Mayor Mystery.
So, productions.
Really quick. Yeah. So then we had Ila. Then the second show that we did is called Gentleman Club, aka Tape. It's a show about drag kings. And
so first fluid gender, now drag kings.
Absolutely.
Good old heterosexual Cyrus Brocher won't have a chance in this game.
So that was our fun show. That was we're still running that show actually.
Mm-hmm.
And
where does it play?
In Bombay. Last, where did we perform it?
Oh, so it's more like
at G5A we performed it.
What's G5A?
It's a really great place in Mahalakshmi. You should.
Oh, that G5A. It's
a
small.
I'm
going to play there.
Yeah, it's a cool place. It's a super
it's
cool
nice,
place.
But it's a small audience.
It's a small
thing,
audience.
But it's lovely. It's very intimate. It'll be very good for stand-up.
Ours is a small theatre company.
No small.
We perform for small audiences.
As Pearl used to tell us, it's only quality audiences, not quantity audiences.
Mm-hmm.
So the quality of the audience is what counts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was a very nice space. Now, I just forgot the name. I've done a play there. Yeah, it's very nice and close and just, you know.
And they've got a bar outside, which is always fun.
Yeah, but parking was a nightmare.
Parking.
Tell you, getting in and out of that lane that goes in and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to make excuses, but these things really irritate me. And I know there's some people like me who just can't bear that part, just the entrance and exits of everything.
I'm thinking we should take our theatre company onto TikTok for people like you.
Yeah, I think
Would you watch? 15-second plays?
I want to go to the theatre and sit, but I just want to not that experience of going in and out,
you know, there's
of being
this
checked, touched, or finding parking.
Who is checking and touching
you? The watchman. Look at Tata now, NCPA.
Yeah.
They check everything.
Yeah.
What are they checking? They've seen us grow up there. Yeah. I don't understand,
I agree.
The same car goes 3 times in and out, but the same car they check in like 3-4 hours. You're going for lunch, you come back, etc. What the hell? I'm like, come on. Do you really think I'm a card-carrying member of some bloody terrorist organization who now thinks that 2 p.m. is the right time to do the bombing?
Or a terrorist organization that has cards.
Really? Yeah. And who works really hard at rehearsal. Anyway.
Really getting into character.
Gentlemen's Club.
Gentlemen's Club, then? AKA Tape. And then we did another show called Fly By Night. And we didn't have a lot of shows of that. That just ran for a little bit.
Is that about men who become women?
No, it's actually based on a article that we read in Time magazine, mm-hmm. about this really weird phenomena that happens in Japan called Johatsu. And it's...
Johatsu! I know this. I don't know this.
It's essentially about people who do voluntary disappearance. So they just up and leave from their lives. And there are organizations that will help you.
I have a list of people I want to do that.
No, you can't do it to other people. People
but
have
I
to
want
do
them
it.
To do it themselves.
Yes, so then you can maybe forward this article to them.
Lovely. So they just disappear.
They disappear and you have
agencies. There's
a guy
on the ground floor. There's a guy in the club who, you know, manager fellow. There's a guy the attendant at Oval. There's that lady. Oh God, I got so many. What is it called again?
Johatsu.
Johatsu! All you people, Johatsu!
Yes.
It's like you press a button and they go.
And so then there'll be companies that'll help you. They'll erase all your social media.
But then what do you become digital... after that? You're a hermit?
You're gone.
Where do you go? You're not dead.
No, you're not dead. You go. So in Japan, what happens is a lot of people from the cities move to smaller cities, smaller towns, and just kind of.
So they don't have a name, they don't have credit cards, they don't have any.
They don't have credit cards, they don't have any of that.
Way to attach
some
them digitally.
Of these, yeah, you can't
so how do they live?
Digital footprint.
How do they live?
Liquidate everything, get cash, and some of these agencies will help you with a new identity.
Oh, that's different. That's changing identity. You're just saying you sort of disappear into nothingness. Changing identity is a little different.
But then your old identity has disappeared, no?
I want to change my identity. I'll take either.
Okay, I'm not offering
damn you,
the service.
Damn
I just,
you, theater people.
I just make
you
a just show
take us
about
to
it.
The tip of the precipice and don't push us over. Who's going to push us over? Okay, speaking of over, nearly overtime.
Time flies.
53 minutes of chatting with you.
Okay, yeah. And then I'll just say really quick, the last show that we created was a show called Shikar, and it's based on Chudails.
Oh, so that was correct. That was correct.
Shikar, that was
we had
good.
Shikar. That's still playing?
That is still playing.
So
yes.
You are now directing all this?
Yes.
And producing?
Yes.
With Pooja?
Yes.
So there are different artists, obviously. Because they can be simultaneously on everywhere.
May I ask,
do you make money?
No.
What's the plan then?
I have other jobs. I have
a 9-to-5 job?
No. I work with an organization called Commune. I do a lot of corporate training workshops.
Okay, so in this business, you're finding ways to make money, but you're still running the ship is still...
Yeah.
Not running the ship is wrong. But
I think it's a total lie if you think that you can make money and survive off the theater. You cannot. Like you very rightly said, I'm a person who comes from great privilege and great comfort, and I still cannot make it. No, I'm talking about...
Thank you.
People like us would still not be able to make ends meet on the theatre.
I'm on the other level. You know, forget theatre not paying. I want someone to like open my pant and make me pee. And not because I'm unhealthy or, you know, old or whatever. I just don't feel the need to do anything myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't quote
I
me.
Don't know how that joins in, but I'm going to think about that.
I want to get lost.
Actually, I'm not going to think about that. I'm not going to think about
that. I want to be Jagutsu. Jagutsu, is it?
Johatsu. Yes.
Okay, Johatsu is my thing now. I love this, and I've got so many people who want to just push off the precipice. Push.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
all right, quick, last plans. What's up next?
What's up next?
So no desire to get into film, television, where the money will be better and all that. Just stick to the old...
I mean, I make my money doing my other things.
But thing is not there because it's the same creative process.
Yeah, you know, I think I would love maybe to work on the process of writing a script for film or, you know, something like that. Being part of a writer's
room. See, Pooja's acting in some top-of-the-line serial and all that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that?
I'm not an actor and I can't...
No, but you would write...
I would love to. But again, that's not... that's one
but
of those,
how many
like,
non-actors,
eventually, if it happens,
how many non-actors are doing so well as actors?
Yeah, good
so,
for them.
You know, I mean, really. That shouldn't be the reason.
Yeah. No, but I'm super awkward, especially if it comes in front of the camera. I don't know what's what. I find it really
all goes
like,
back to that debating day.
It's exactly like that. That debating day when John Abraham was playing football outside.
Yeah. And winked at you.
Yeah. Oh, that was probably it. That's why I forgot everything.
Now you couldn't remember who Shah Rukh is. You do remember who John is, right?
No, I do know who Shah Rukh is.
Yeah. You'll be able to point him out.
I would be able to point, of course.
So you know your Bollywood.
I do.
After all, you worked in that publication which was trying to give you Bollywood gossip.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, Sheena, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you so much.
We have to get on with the EMAs now, so I'll be leaving soon. Is that cool?
What is that?
I have no idea. Okay. They just tell me to say it, so I say it.
Oh, yeah.
It's all government propaganda.
Oh, right.
Okay.
I'm going to leave now.
I think so.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Do you want an Uber?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Will you guys pay for it?
Our budget is worse than the theater. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brochure. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. Okay, time for the AMA. As we bid goodbye to Sheena, I wave to her. She waves back. You can't see it right now, but Sheena's off. She says she will never, ever come to the studio again. And correctly so. Rightly so. Also, keep in mind, I wasn't there for Women's Day, which was on Sunday. You guys obviously spent that with quality action. And by quality action, I mean, you know, showing respect to women.
Of course.
I wore pink all day. All day. And I stayed in my house, but so nobody could see it. That's so ashamed.
That's your definition of respect, though, well, pink.
See, I got alpha females in my house, so I'm not the one you have to come after. I'm the one who hides. See a lady, I run. Let's ask the young kid here.
Yeah.
Silver Eye.
Yes.
What did you do?
I was just at a show. I had a comedy show.
But did you incorporate Women's Day references? And what do you feel? Are you need bound to show extra respect and talk about the awareness and sexism and genderism and all that?
I mean, I just wished some of my friends and my family members, hey, happy Women's Day.
And what did they say?
Be awesome. Stay awesome. Yeah.
Stay awesome.
Yeah, just, you know, like, you're already awesome.
Let me write this down. To be relevant in this day and age, you have to pick up the right phrases.
Stay awesome.
Don't say cheers and all that. Yeah. You say stay awesome. Is that how young people talk to each other?
I don't know. That's how...
Or is it just
with
your boarding school background where the teachers beat you every day?
I say that for everything. Like even birthdays, I always stay awesome. Happy New Year, stay awesome. I always say that. That's like a regular. And
when a cop flags you down for cutting lanes, you say stay awesome.
Man.
Oh my God. I like to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Much safer option. Women's Day or Man's Day. All right, let's get into it. AMA, what's the question number one?
This is sent in by Namrata Sankari. She says, hi Silo, firstly, big fan. My question for you is, how do you keep up
Silo.
With...
Silo.
Silo.
Silo. Nice.
Silo.
Okay.
My question for you.
We had so much.
Well, what's the name again? I thought she said Silo. L-O-H. Silo.
Oh, okay.
Which is also nice.
She spelled it as...
Sounds better than Silo.
C-Y-L-O is what she spelled it as.
Silo. So that is Silo.
That is Silo.
My parents would call me Silo, which sounds a little more emasculated.
That feels more like Silesh ka Silo.
Yeah.
This is Silo. This is actually more appropriate.
Silo actually sounds nice. I don't mind. I might even change my name. Thank you for the option.
Okay. Her name is Namrata Sankari. She asks, how do you keep up with people who you know are constantly bluffing? Do you confront them?
I love liars. What about you, Amit? I'm pretty happy with liars generally. I don't like people who are pretending not to be liars. I'm quite happy with the obvious liar.
Yeah, I think it's tough, man. I mean, like, I go both ways on it. I understand why people lie. Sometimes it's just better to lie.
Yeah.
But at the same time, also, like, base level honesty.
No, but what type of lie are we talking about? I'm talking about a lie.
Exactly.
There's a basic lie of insincerity and interest in you, which is actually not there.
I'm happy with.
I love that.
I love those.
That means, like, well, where have you been? What are you doing? What's going on? You know, you don't give a fuck. You just say it.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. That's human society at its finest.
But the lies which have, like, real
specific,
impact on real...
Specific
stuff,
lie,
right?
Over a tangible product. That's different.
That's a different thing.
Like you're supposed to deliver something and you said you did when you didn't. Then that's particularly harmful.
But,
especially if it was the coronavirus.
I'm
and you were
great.
Carrying.
It's awesome to see
lovely,
you.
Lovely, lovely.
Those are great.
Oh,
lies.
You're doing good. You're doing good. Yeah. Not waiting for an answer and walking off.
Yeah. Stay awesome.
Stay awesome. Stay awesome. That's beautiful. Stay awesome is great. Man, you're going to be a prophet now. This is wonderful. I'm staying with Stay Awesome.
Yeah.
So that. I hope you've answered the question. I lost interest in it.
I think lie away.
What about you, Silver? You have anything to contribute other than stay awesome?
I lie a lot myself.
Yeah.
Because just a lot, just in regular life.
Yeah.
To a lot of people.
Because of the
BTS. To friends also, huh?
Is this because of all the childhood memories that you have?
No, not that. It's end up lying, man. You just okay. can't help it.
Can you give us an example of the last lie that you remember?
I'm going to the doctor, so I'm going to be late for work.
Was that you?
Yeah, I've just said that, yes.
But going to the doctor, why? You're a fit young man in his 20s, yeah, so why would you even go to the doctor? Unless you're parking cars for
because
him.
Because I very often I like come late.
So you got the late gene. I find that more irritating than lying, per se.
Okay.
The late gene. Because the lie for the late gene should just not be there. It should just say, look, I'm unable to be punctual. And then we deal with that.
Yeah.
Like we did with Cyrus Saukar, we give a different time.
Yeah. So, I mean, like 4 weeks, he's been pretty good over here so far for this show.
Yeah.
For this show.
Because
for
you scared him that maniac will come 50 minutes early and leave 50 minutes early.
I've made a point to come like at least like 40 minutes early for this show. just to be on time. And
but I don't know how we Indians, especially Indians in this kind of creative context and all, don't have a time zone thing.
Yeah.
Like they have in the West. West 9 is 9, 3 is 3, 5 is 5.
So I think we have to have a little bit of leeway because of our traffic issues. But 9 should mean 9:05, 9:10.
No, but you should be planning even earlier if the traffic
is a problem.
Traffic
is a problem. Traffic is unpredictable. You know,
second half of the day, I start getting that because you can't do anything. But the first appointment, you should be on time.
You should be on time.
But unless there's a war.
But
there's a war and the people are dying, agreed. I give you 5 minutes.
But no, I think a 10-minute grace period in Bombay, in India generally, is...
What if
is,
you live across the road? Still 10 minutes?
Then you're expected to be where you are, right? I mean, like at the time you're expected.
It's like, Mohit Mahale, are you listening? You're 5 minutes away from the bloody studio. My bike is not starting. Think of the top five ridiculous lies. My bike is not starting. I'm going to the doctor. The dog ate the homework.
Yeah.
My mother's not well. Why do you do things like that? Don't punish the parents. Leave them out of it. They have nothing to do with it. Mother's not well because the mother is such a beautiful thing. Nobody can argue that point.
No, you can't.
Bring Ma into it means, acha, theek hai, ye bahana sahi hai, sir. We can't go forward. I think we've exhausted this topic.
I think we have.
If Google comes to us, we'll be like, we're done. No point putting it in.
Okay, moving on to the next one.
Yes.
Sent in by Mayur Patil.
Hello, Mayur.
He says, hi, Cyrus and gang.
Hello, gang.
I have a relationship-related question for you.
I can't help you.
When is it the right time to fart for the first time in front of your loved one?
I get that over with quickly. It's a good test. Your bodily functions and all. If she finds it cute cute is a tough one. But passable, if she finds it passable, that's a good, really good point. But if she finds it disgusting from the beginning, you've got nowhere to go because that means deep down there's not a strong because when you like people, everything is endearing.
Okay.
And I hate to use flatulence as an option, but like with your own kids.
Right.
Remember when you have a kid, I mean, you guys don't have kids yet, but it's amazing how we talk about, have you seen Rishi's potty? It's so nice. Oh, he farted. He burped telling each other. But it's your kid. But anybody else listening is like, you weird monkey. Who the hell wants to hear about the bodily functions of your stupid kid? I mean, that's just amazing. So I think get it out of the way. You never know. It's like a test.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
What do you think?
I think just hide it for a while and then once you're comfortable, just go ahead.
It's the same thing. So you're talking about levels of comfort, but it is a test. At any point, it will be a test.
It is a test. I don't know that there's a real one single answer for that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
you know, there's hypocrisy about farting. Everybody has to fart at some point in their life.
Yeah.
So don't act like it's the biggest sin also. You farted.
Yeah.
I remember my daughter telling me that somebody let loose in class because they're 12-year-olds and they all, the guy started crying and all that because they all started making fun and walking to the other side of the class and refusing to sit next to him. You got how kids can be.
Yeah.
So that was, I think, the punishment didn't fit the crime.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kids, right? Kids do that kind of thing. I think that when you're a little more adult.
But lovers?
Well, no, I mean, I don't think
lovers do that kind of thing when they want to end the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I think that's an indication of as to whether or not this is working.
He's a young man in relationships. Do you let loose in front of the lady?
Not yet. I just started seeing someone, so not yet. But
when do you plan on doing the deed?
I don't know. Maybe some point. But okay, this is an interesting question.
Have you ever done it?
I've farted in front of people. Yeah,
not your male friends.
Yeah,
that's almost like you do that as an alpha male territorial thing. Hey, this is my space. Fart!
I farted in front of the significant other.
And what happened?
And nothing, they just laughed it off. Like, I'm like, I'll tell them, oh, I'm about to fart. Oh. Don't mind me. And then I fart.
Then
she's like, oh, that was fine. You warned me.
You say it and lock the door.
No,
the ultimate test. But did she also... they have better digestive systems than the young. There's huge difference between males and females. Up to between 30 and 40, the male digestive system starts giving more and more trouble.
Right.
Yeah. And this kind of gas effect is more. Yeah. But the females are still holding on. I think they will start going the decline after 40. That's what I've noticed. Because I've been dating only exclusively over 40 and 50. So I can tell you that the two peas in a pod, to use a terrible ironic phrase, which is a little further away from the area we're talking about. But good to know, Silvery.
But
I've let Amit off the hook here because this is a ridiculous question. We don't know whether he has a significant relationship. We'll let him off the hook.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, he's also American. They invented farting, by the way. All right, next one.
But wait. Please, a question ahead. Though is would you first take a dump in her house, or would you fart rather?
It comes from the same source, in intellectual quality that I admire.
No, but I think one is a lot more private than the other is, right? You're not taking a dump in front of your significant other.
No, but there's after effects of that, and then, you know, that also to deal with.
But that is, that's different. I think that's okay.
But I think when it comes to dump, it's all a question of how desperate are you.
Yeah.
If you're really desperate, I mean, then, you know,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
As they say, Hercules couldn't hold it. You know, he's the strongest guy that ever lived.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, exactly. Same with farting.
Otherwise, I think I hate using the loo outside my house. So I'm able to, I don't know, it's a mind thing on planes and all that. I would never. And I'm talking about 24 hours, 36 hours, that kind of thing. I need to go home or to my hotel room. Or this is very. I'm not happy. I just don't feel comfortable.
Well,
and plus, in these kind of public places and all where you go to, you can see other people's feet and all. You
know? Yeah.
I hate to sound like an elitist pig, but how can you see other people's feet while you're letting loose the, you know, the paneer tikka that you should have digested earlier? But why are we discussing this? We
have
like 19 people who listen to this show, and this is what we give them.
Know.
Who's this person? Mayur, how dare you write like this? Probably someone we know.
Okay. Moving on. This one is very simple. It says, investment in your country, sent in by Syed Ahmed. He has just one question. How can I invest in your country?
In your my country?
Yeah.
Okay, first and foremost, it's not my country in the sense that I don't own the country. Definitely don't own the country at the present moment.
Right.
But obviously, he's a foreigner then.
I don't know that. I don't understand the
invest in your country.
Just that's it. How it's all he said it.
He sent it to obviously the wrong forum because he thinks we're bankers.
Okay.
And we can't really help him because I'm with Yes Bank and you're with Punjab Maharashtra Bank. So.
Yes.
Your Punjab bank with Nirav Modi's credentials on your passport. So I don't think just talk that for a second. Banking karma in India. We've had scam after scam. We've had local banks, cooperative banks, international banks, everybody under the scanner. I mean, Kochard and ICICI, Yes Bank, Punjab Bank with Nirav Modi. We've got this PNM here. And there's more. I can't even remember them.
There's more. So much more.
It's just a bad time to be a banker or to be in the banking business. Or is it karmic that this industry is getting a bad name?
So stuff's trying to come out. Right. I think basically that...
banks are not who we trust.
No, it's very possible. It's been very possible for the longest time to keep a lot of this stuff under wraps, right? To basically kind of cover things up.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Peter to pay Paul, right? I mean, like, if you will, right? I mean, like, there was a lot of that kind of stuff going on.
Rob Paresh to pay Prakash.
Sure. Okay. There was a lot of that kind of stuff going on. And I think that what's happening right now is that you're at the end where that stuff can't really kind of fly anymore.
But kickbacks as a concept and cleaning money as a concept is very Indian. You know, so who are we kidding? It's been around for ages, this kind of concept.
Yeah,
even when
you
do normal business, you try to get a plumber, you can get a kickback done if it's an office job
but
or something.
At some point,
I did it at least.
Yeah, well, we want to start clearing these things up, right? I mean, like, you want a cleaner system, right? And when you want a cleaner system, which is what the objective is, then these things are going to come out.
May I ask a question? If Yes Bank is under the scanner and at the moment controlled by the RBI and you can't take out money, etc., does it become no bank? Because it's no longer, you can't do anything with the bank. So Yes Bank. Okay, don't answer that question.
I think we should just let it go.
Syed's question is how to invest in India. Yeah. Presuming that Syed, let's say, is from elsewhere and not from India, he wants a foreign direct investment which has been raised, at least on paper.
Yeah.
So if he wants to put money in from whichever country, I think on paper he can right now. And there's no limit. Am I right?
No, there are limits. There are sectors you can invest in.
I mean percentile limits.
There are percentage limits.
Damn you, Syed, don't waste your time.
That means
we'll twist your arm and strangle you slowly.
Different businesses have different limits, right? You're allowed to invest in insurance only to a certain amount. You're allowed to invest in media only to a certain amount. You're allowed to invest in, I think, pharmaceuticals only to a certain amount. Financially, you're allowed to invest 100%.
Do you have a podcast which can help him? Can we direct him to another podcast?
I think he should.
Or should he email you directly when you're naked?
I think if he listens to more IVM podcasts, he will just absorb this stuff just generally.
Because we have everything. It's a universe of everything. Be one with nature, be one with IVM.
Yes.
Coming soon.
But I think he's asking a more, at least
it's
I'm
an
hoping.
Ironic question.
No,
it's
I'm hoping
a,
he's actually.
It's a rhetorical question.
No, I'm hoping he's asking a more genuine question, right? That, I mean, like, if I were to invest money, what would be best for the country if I were to invest money?
Oh, he's it? Asking from the point of view of what will benefit the country with my investment rather than what will benefit me.
Exactly.
What is he, a humanitarian? Never heard of these kind of people.
Some of them exist somewhere.
So what would benefit? Let's put that as the context, even if it is or isn't. What do you think, young man?
If you were to put money...
I'm with answers.
Just a question, right? If you were to put money in one place...
Okay. One so place, socially beneficial sort
which
of...
Which will have a good...
industry or thing. Like masks, as we discussed. Masks.
Like regular infrastructure or something.
What does that mean? There's a
like
stupid answer.
Or something, I don't know.
Be specific. Don't be scared. Never be scared to answer. This is what some people do with politics. Okay. I can't tell you. Generally, it should be less corrupt. No, be specific. Don't be worried. That's when they laugh at us and say, "Dude, you sound like an elite pig for talking about parking issues and all that." Yeah. It is the specific which upsets you. So talk about that. Don't worry about the judgment.
I got it.
Yeah.
I would put in money to get all construction work done in Bombay within a month.
Good.
Everything done.
I salute you because, again, this is another bane of the middle class existence here.
Yeah.
And we must understand that it irritates us, if nothing else, just that noise and the pollution and those sweaty people going up and down who aren't, you know, from Baywatch. You really get, it gets to you. I totally understand. See, this is good. So now you want him to invest in faster, efficient sort of infrastructure and building.
Yeah.
What's the word? Builders, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Construction.
Basically,
reconstruction.
When you're doing construction, then plan your projects better.
No, I have said this. I think we've discussed this before. We must have a double sort of contract, a dual contract, reverse and front. Uh-huh. And what I mean by that is the contract is always only about how much you pay the vendor to go and deliver. What about from his side? If he doesn't deliver by 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 15th, I should start cutting his money.
Yeah.
Or if he works past 6 o'clock, I should start cutting his money. Or if there's a blank 2 to 4 and he doesn't observe it, he should be fine.
Right.
I'm just saying it should work both ways.
Yeah,
you've opened a can of worms, bro.
There are penalties.
What you've done is terrible. Now you upset me. An old man like me with a heart problem.
Yeah. A lot of contracts do have penalties written into them.
Not in India, Baba.
Of
Where?
Course they do.
Give me one example. The Taj Mahal Shah Jahan built, contract was one-sided. He said, finish and I'll cut your arms off if you finish by four. Otherwise legs as well.
No, a lot of government contracts do have penalties for non-delivery. Now,
government contracts? What do you take me for, a buffoon? Government contracts are like the Yes Bank situation. It's all about give and take.
So
give on and taken.
That is the flip side to it, right? Enforcement is a different deal, right? But a lot of these things do have tenders, particularly.
But in places like Germany, they definitely do have it. In places like Switzerland, for example, if the driver of the engine of the train is late, he gets fined.
Yeah.
And if he gets three black marks in a month, he loses his job. It's like that. So they're never late. Again, come back to my problems. While the world is burning, education is an issue, health is terrible, coronavirus is destroying people, mine will always be the same problems. Thank you for joining us, Silvery, in this endeavor to save urban infrastructure and the pain it gives people like us.
Glad.
Okay, do we have time for one more?
I think we're good.
I think we're done. This is too much. You talk too much. Now tell me about the farting thing again. I'm most interested. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.